Está a dos en seis. No. Five girls and six boys I ran.
Good, great.
We, there was kind of us. And mom had all, she could have a house.
Oh, I guess she did.
Took her care of all of it. You see, out in the country, folks used to have to work for so much. I don't know what people, you know, they talk about so much to do now. Well, we used to go out in the yard and do all the washing and everything, you know. And we didn't have it the easy way like we did.
Things really do change.
Huh?
Let's see now. Was your husband a Baptist?
Well, I've been married twice. My first husband and I, he went to the bed and he lost his mind and everything. But he did join the church, but I think it was just his mind. And after I was a widow 5 years, I did marry again. That's the father of these children. And he was a member of the church, but I don't think that he believed in church fairs. He had a brother that was real, all that happened before I met into the family, but anyway, they told me this, you know, and what I lived in. So they had a brother that was, he did, you know, in this family, was real sick, and he knew he was going to die. And he called his father and his brothers in and talked to them and told them that for them to join the church and all. And he had realized about Christ, and I guess he was saved, you know. And these brothers did go and join the church after his death. Now, that's the way I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't seem like he believed in church affairs or nothing. He turned out bad too.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that was just pushed on him. You know, Christianity and religion, it's got to be a pure thing. It can't be just thrown up.
Yeah, that's right.
It's got to be from your heart and real. It can't just be haphazard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that as a way of doing nothing. Well, I can't do things right now, but I just have to do the best I can.
Sure.
Because I'm so afflicted and I just can't do much work, you know.
Well, Ms. Coughlin, where were your husbands born? Were they both from Jasper County?
Well, I guess my first husband was born in Jasper County, but the Coughlin man, the one that was my husband, last husband, he was born in Bess County. We lived over there, you know, Jackson. I mean, not in Jackson, but Jackson was our hometown, you might say. And I guess he was born in that county. So.
Well, how long did you live there? How long did you live there in Bess County?
Well, I ran 6 years, as far as I can.
Well, was that the only time you've ever lived outside of Jasper County?
Well, when I first married this man, we lived in Newton County 2 years.
And then Bucks County about six.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you lived, let's see, Newton County about 2 years, and then Bucks County about 6 years. So.
I think that's what it was.
Okay. Let's see now. Do you know where your grandparents came from, your mother's parents, where they were raised?
Well, I heard Mama say they moved